Today's hearing provides us with 12 billion reasons to be concerned about fraud, waste, and abuse. In a 13-month period from May 2003 to June 2004, the Federal Reserve sent nearly $12 billion in cash, mainly in $100 bills from the United States to Iraq. To do that, the Federal Reserve Bank in New York had to pack 281 million individual bills, including more than 107 $100 bills, onto wooden pallets to be shipped to Iraq. The cash weighed more than 363 tons and was loaded onto C-130 cargo planes to be flown into Baghdad. The numbers are so large that it doesn't seem possible that they're true. Who in their right mind would send 360 tons of cash into a war zone? But that's exactly what our government did. Stuart Bowen, the Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction, analyzed the cash transfer and concluded that when the money arrived in Iraq, the Coalition Provisional Authority, which was run by our government, had not established sufficient managerial, financial, and contractual controls to ensure that the cash was used in a transparent manner. Even worse, Mr. Bowen concluded that the Coalition Provisional Authority handed over the money to the Iraqi ministries, quote, without assurance the money was properly used or accounted for. I'm releasing a memorandum this morning that describes this mind-boggling situation in more detail, and I'm pleased that Mr. Bowen and Ambassador Paul Bremer, who led the Coalition Provisional Authority, are with us today to shed more light on what happened to the $12 billion. I know Ambassador Bremer has indicated in the past that it's unrealistic to expect the government to keep close track of money sent into a war zone. And I know the Inspector General believes the opposite is true, and that strong standards are especially important if our government is sending billions of dollars of cash into a chaotic and violent environment. My concern is that without strong standards, we have no way of knowing whether the cash that was shipped into the green zone ended up in enemy hands.